Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with the one and only Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage.
You just had a little, a little sexy look there when you said Daniel Mann, those Daniel blue Mann. Eyes, and you just looking at him like with all kinds of...
I got an eyelash stuck in my eye.
Oh, that was it.
That's it. That makes more sense.
I think it's a piece of mascara or something is stuck. There we go. Yay. You found it.
His company too.
Yes. It's the three of us. We need nothing more in life, right?
Nope.
Just the three of us talking mortgages here today. So I really do have something in my eye, but that's me winking at Dan.
Yep.
But Dan from Fairway Mortgage, of course, our main sponsor of our talk radio show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford here at WATD. We're just sitting at our kitchen table this wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. So we're so happy that our listeners could join us. Last week, Cindy and I talked about the timeline for putting your house on the market, things that you should be considering, things that you should do, having us come out and give you a consultation so we can tell you, you know, what things to do now so you're ready for when you put the house on the market. I was looking through some of Dan's notes for today, and we're talking about the timeline for purchasing a home and where he fits into all of that is really important as well. The biggest thing we always talk about is bring a team to the table, right?
Mm-hmm. So, and when you, on your timeline, like, it's really important when someone, because especially when properties are going so quickly, you need your client pre-qualified. I had a little whoopsie there with a client that I assumed would be perfectly fine in May. Didn't know she's changed jobs and went to contracted labor.
Oh, yes.
And they ended up having to move in with family for the last, since May. Yep. And we're closing on October. But that she
ended what did up they end up purchasing? In what town?
Pembroke.
Oh, good.
Yes, Liberty.
Oh, nice. Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
good. I didn't realize it was them. Yeah.
Yes. But
Center Commons, that's a great place.
Love that
in Pembroke.
Place.
Yes.
They
were
wanting to get in there, and something came on it.
Oh, that's tough to get in there.
Like,
lucky for them.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And we put the offer in.
We were the listing agents on those properties when they were first built with Jim Wheeler. Those were great.
Beautiful.
They're wonderful.
I could live there very easily.
Yeah. We should get one side by side.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, well, maybe we can bring Mark and Daryl, but I mean...
Or not.
Okay. Well, we can live in one, they can live in the other one.
That's what you meant by side by side.
There you go.
There
we go.
They live in one
perfect.
And we live in the other.
You
yes.
will be fed so well. Oh, you already are now.
Mark does cook dinner for me every night, but well, he does. I mean, he does a good job with that. So we're going to talk about,
and I didn't think that they needed to be, but, you know, I didn't realize that she changed job, same profession, but now contracted labor. So that, you know, Dan needed that W-2 to show, or the 1099, to show that, you know, all mm-hmm. of the...
You need a two-year history when you're basically self-employed.
We had no mm-hmm. idea. But she ended up getting a full-time job. She's in social medical, which is great. She's director there.
Nice.
And we're moving forward. Yep. But I didn't know. So even you just assume, you know, that certain people, they'll be fine. They have this home. They've been living
here
for 34 years.
For how many years?
She's been doing this for 40 years. She'll be fine. So you do need to get the people that you're listing, that make sure they're pre-qualified. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you don't know if they've...
Yeah,
changed.
I think if we even go back to last week, I think the best part of this whole process, again, we talk about bringing the team together, right? But is planning. You don't know, if you don't know where you are right now, you don't know where you're going to end up, right? So you just have to really plan. And we talk about this, Dan, with first-time home buyers.
Right.
You know, I think that I can afford this amount, so I'm going to look at a mortgage because they went online and did a little calculator. That doesn't work the same way.
No. Right.
So with the, like we said last week, with the timeline, you know, putting your house on the market, doing all the purging during the winter, have it ready for the February or whatever. I say, like Deanne, in your notes, put it on the market now. But the same thing with your pre-qualification letter. If you're thinking about doing both, navigating home buying and home selling at the same time, you should be pre-qualified on that too and have us in to do the CMA. So actually, Dan, somebody, I don't even know if they went to you last week. So they were going to be getting in touch with you because we're putting their house on the market.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
did they, she got
yep.
in touch
yep.
with you?
And it's just, that's the best way to do it because you don't want to sell your house if you can't buy one.
Yeah.
If something came up, for instance, exact scenario we were just talking about with Cindy, they thought they could, you know, same line of work. She just changed how she was paid.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, you became self-employed. So when you're self-employed, how do they base your income? It's impossible. So you need a history. So you need that 2 years. So for her, it would have been great to know ahead of time before they put the house on the market. But
and
they
had
didn't
it
know.
Sold. Yeah.
So that's what you don't know. You don't know. I mean, people don't do this every day. So it's hard for them to know. Just like you said, a lot of people use a mortgage calculator. Oh, I can afford that payment each month. Well, yes, you might on paper feel that you can afford it, but it might not be in the right debt ratios where mm-hmm. you can get a loan for that.
In the interest rate, your debt ratio is considered in the interest rate?
There's a whole bunch of different things. You know, like for instance, it's not even that. It's just the qualification. Like you can't get a mortgage over a certain debt ratio. So the standard in our industry would be a 45 for a conventional loan. You're not really going to be over that. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some leeway in certain programs, or if there's some good compensating factors, you might get a little over that. Or if you go to, say, an FHA loan, there's different products. But that's why you come in first and, you know, get that squared away before your house is on the market, because you have to know if you can qualify. A lot of people say the same thing. And then some people will get a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the same house. I've been paying my mortgage for 20 years and I can't get another one on. And it's just, it's not really that. It's just everyone's just following guidelines. You know, they can see that, you know, that would help you.
Yeah, and the guidelines are stricter now to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they were all put in place, right? I mean, we talked, you know, another time too about, you know, no doc loans and zero verification,
There was no income verification.
Yeah.
People used to tell me, again, that was before I was in the business, but people told me some crazy stuff about how you were qualified, and it just, there's no way it wasn't going to implode.
Yeah.
Because if you weren't checking someone's income, how do you know they can pay something back? So it's common sense stuff. So now it's almost the reverse. Now it's a little bit too strict, I think.
Yep.
I think it's going to come back a little bit more towards the middle.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hold up the housing market
exactly. By
people buying. You want them to be able to buy. So, but to be honest, now Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are very solid. They're making money because there's very low default rate on the loans.
Yeah. You know. We're seeing that too. We're not seeing nearly as many foreclosed properties and things like that.
Yeah.
I actually have a foreclosed property right now out on Gurnett Point, and you know, it's whatever. I mean, we just don't see as many.
It wasn't really
my point. So
that was like the whole market a while back, you know, and when I got
that's
in the
all
business,
you were showing.
It was
short sales and foreclosures.
Yep.
So this one's been foreclosed on for quite a few years, but it was during the time when the money was just sort of easily, and, you know, I blame this one went back to an appraiser is what I think actually happened here. I don't even think that the bank really fully knew. It's a smaller local bank, great bank. I don't even think that they fully even understood what they were giving the money on. They were taking the word of the appraisers at the time, so they're under scrutiny now.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Appraisers really.
Yeah.
They really watch.
I keep on winking at you. How do you like that?
I'm a little jealous.
So, if anybody has any Visine or something, that would help. So one of the things we want to talk about again is like the whole timeline process. So, Sin, when you first meet with a buyer for the first time, you know, what do you say to them? I mean, I know what the obvious thing is, but if I came to you, what would you say?
You want to know if they're pre-qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then if they're not, you send them over to Dan.
Always. Yep. And recently I've had people say, yes, I am. And I say, oh, do you mind if I ask where?
Oh, yeah.
And these are people I don't know.
That's
that
important.
I may have
I'm
met
so
at an open house.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, are you? And someone said to me recently, who's now one of Dan's clients, she said, into it online. I said, oh, mm-hmm. okay. So would you do me a favor? And I just try to educate them a little bit and say, you know, it costs you nothing to make this phone call, right. but I strongly suggest you do, because she is looking in one particular town. So mm-hmm. we have to act very quickly when we find right. something, as we have. And I said, if I were the listing agent, I would not look at your offer as a solid offer.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't from there.
Yeah.
Or some of the other maybe larger institutions where you really aren't qualified.
Mm-hmm.
You think you are, because you don't know.
You don't know that you're not.
People go online
and they see, right. and it looks so reasonable that they, you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, I got this online, and they're just plugging in certain numbers. But that isn't really how it happens, right?
No,
so what do you do when people come to you?
We do that. We just take an application. That's the best way to go about it. Just get a full application, get all their information in. And inevitably, you'll run into people too that actually still will try and, you know, hide some things. They don't,
yeah.
Everything comes out in the wash nowadays, mm-hmm. just because they look so deep into everything. So it's just easier to come out with everything first, get it on the table, get a full application, get all your docs in, your tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, go through all that. Now we can have a really true pre-qualification where you're out there and now you feel good about
mm-hmm.
your offer. And actually the process is so much easier after that, because you've got all your docs in.
Yeah.
There's nothing to really do after that. The hard part's done. Now you can just go have fun and look for a house
yeah.
and find the house that's for you.
Mm-hmm. And too, I think that one of the things, you go with confidence. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Oh.
So you just feel and you just know. I mean, you do a really good job. I mean, there's, you know, a couple people that you're working with right now and, you know, just helping them, like the ones that I met, you know, they want to put their house on mm-hmm. the market. We're mm-hmm. giving them ideas of what they need to do. This is the value of their home. So that's what I said to her. Like, you need to, you know, get in touch with Dan. She had actually a conference call with you that day.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it must help you when she said, Sharon said that the value of my house is probably
yeah,
this amount.
I told her, I said, okay, if she told you that, that's just, it's kind of gospel. I know she knows
yeah.
her stuff, so I don't have to worry about it. That's one part of the equation I almost basically take out, because now
yeah.
I know it's right. It's going to
yeah.
be right around there. I said, she told you it's going to sell quick. Yep. So I just
mm-hmm.
said, okay, we're all set with that. Now let's get this other stuff in line where we need to go. But again, that's the online bank. When people go to them, it's, you don't really talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You don't do it. Does that make any, it doesn't even make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they expect a person to be able to qualify their own income.
Yeah.
You know, you're just putting in, okay, what do you make a year? Well, they maybe, again, for instance,
mm-hmm.
that person that went self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I see you winking at him now, too.
I think
the thing's flying around.
Out of your eye. Maybe
Did my eyelash end up in your eye? Sorry.
But people might switch and they put in their same income, because a lot of times those online, they just ask you for income.
Yeah.
So now you put in your income, but
mm-hmm.
it's not even qualified income. So they don't,
yeah.
they'll let you start spending
what
money.
Do you consider, what is qualified income?
For instance, that's the exact situation for this. The woman was in the same line of work for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, W-2'd, regular salary job.
Mm-hmm.
She went per diem. Once you go per diem, you're basically considered self-employed, because it's not a set amount of work.
Yeah.
So you have zero qualified income.
Yeah.
Zero. You have nothing. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can't, now you've been paying your mortgage for that many years. You've been doing all these things. So people get upset.
Yeah.
Because they feel, but it kind of makes sense. There's nothing to base what
mm-hmm.
you're going to make this year off of, or next year. Because
yeah.
you don't have a history of being
yeah.
on your own. So that's why. So, but she would put in her if she was doing an online file, right?
Mm-hmm.
She would just put.
And she'd get qualified.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then she'd go do a home inspection, because she'd have a pre-approval letter.
Mm-hmm.
Do a home inspection, spend money on that, spend money on an appraisal, and then all of a sudden, a lot of these places, then it finally gets to an underwriter.
Yeah.
So now an underwriter looks at that.
And they're like, no.
Sorry, this isn't a good income.
Yeah. Well, one of the people that we were working with one time, they had one of those letters. And I think it's just suggested anyways, get a second opinion on that. Like, how do you know that the rate that somebody's quoting you online is really the rate that you're really going to get? That's
mm-hmm.
the part when you're not talking to a person, it's really hard to say, you know, where are the, you know, the fine print items when you're
right.
online, you know?
And
how far down do you have to scroll?
And to be honest, those big banks and a lot of their loan officers aren't licensed.
Mm-hmm.
They're just quote unquote registered.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of under that big umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even, to me, qualified to be giving out the information that we give out. We have to do education each year. I have criminal background checks each year. They check our credit to be giving out credit advice. They want to make sure we have good credit to do that. So they can't do any of that.
I'm surprised they're not stricter with real estate agents, to be quite honest with you, that they don't check any of that. I mean, we don't have money or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know.
I guess maybe they're looking at it as you're not really handling someone's money.
Yeah, you're not handling. Yeah, I don't really look at anyone's social security number or any of that stuff. My credit card got theft again. They called me actually just this week and said, are you in California getting a hair weave? And I was like, nope, I promise you that. I'm in Pembroke. And
I'm not. I'm in Pembroke getting a hair weave.
I'm in Pembroke and I'm
right
working.
Thing, wrong state.
Yeah, I wish that I had time to go get a hair weave or extensions or something. Right. It was funny. And so that just happened with my credit card. This is something I want to bring up. I'm off track. But I think maybe you can help me with this.
Sure.
My mother actually was quite upset this week because she got a letter in the mail from Citibank. Mm-hmm. And it said, like, you're approved for the credit card that you applied for. And my sister, she didn't bring it to me, but my sister actually called Citibank and said, my mother didn't apply for a credit card. And they said, well, we suggest that, we can see all the paperwork in here. We suggest that you go to get your credit from Expedia. Is it Expedia? No. Experian.
There's three different bureaus. There's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Yeah, so when we pull, we get all three of them.
So she went on to Experian, and Expedia will get you to
California
trip.
To get your hair weave.
If she wanted. Yeah. Not that you would know that because you weren't in California.
I wasn't in California. I wish I was in California. So she went on to Experian, and there was a credit card from Citibank taken out in my mother's name for like a credit limit of $11,000.
I've heard of a new scam. I just saw this on the news. It's weird that you're bringing this up. What a lot of people do, they fill it out.
Yeah.
They have it sent to someone's house. They sit out front of their house because they get an idea of when the mail is going to come.
Uh-huh.
And basically, they get to your mailbox before you do, so you'll never know until after they charge it. And they go to your mailbox and they grab the credit card out when it gets mailed to you and activate it. But actually, one guy, this is how it kind of got exposed. One guy was just so brazen, the person got the mail. Before the person was sitting in the car, she got the mail, walked into her house. Guy came and beat on her door and said, give me your mail.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he broke into her house. He pushed his way into her house and took the
mail.
So she got the cops. They found out what the scam was, and now that's how they found out that they're doing this now. That's
I mean, that's a good a conversation for you know the older clients. You know, we have a listener base here that probably has elderly parents.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of those things because in order to do a credit card, you obviously have to have somebody's social security number. You know, and then my mother was all upset. She was like, "All I have is Kohl's and something else," but she has like Kohl's and one other one. Oh, Target. And that those are the only credit cards she has. So now she put that thing on her so they'll alert her if anybody tries to do anything in her name. And Citibank was great, by the way. They canceled it. But you just really have to be careful about those things.
It's out there now.
Yeah.
I was so surprised when I heard that one. They're just that brazen to just break into someone's house.
Do we have to go to a break yet? Are we still good? All right. So we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we really want to get on track and on target with the process of buying a home in the timeline. So we're talking about the pre-qualification. And we're going to talk a little bit about that more when we come back. So we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. new construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured, 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we're here with Dan Mann this morning from Fairway Mortgage. Of course, Fairway is the main sponsor for our radio show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon and Cindy and Dan Mann. And I'm still winking at him as well with Cindy because we both of us have something in. Mine's my left eye. Yours is the right eye. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
You move us. You get it? Literally.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you
true.
Give people the money to move us.
Yep.
So we're talking about the timeline of somebody putting in an offer, you know, to get a house and everything else. So tell us a little bit more about the pre-qualification. What items are you asking people for?
So it actually, each person is different. Mm-hmm. There's different things you're going to ask a person for because the jobs might be, again, self-employed is always different than just a regular W-2, you know, hourly employee. But you're just going to take a complete app. Just, it's the normal things you would think, you know, name, social security number, you know, jobs, where you've been for the past 2 years living. Just, it's fairly, people think it's a long kind of process for that part. It's not really, and it's just a kind of a quick process. And then you just request all the kind of documentation that would back this up. Mm-hmm. So basically, the application is us telling them what we think it is. You know, this is what you qualify. And then the documentation is just to back it up because obviously you can't just take our word for it that, hey, yeah, we make this. So the documentation just backs it up and it's all make sense things. Mm-hmm. And the people that have the easiest time with the whole process are the people that just say, because I'll send them a very clear list on, hey, this is the standard items we're going to need. They just send it over, no questions asked. They're like, wow, this was the easiest process I've ever had. You know, but then there's people,
they think it's the most difficult, why do they need all of this?
Yeah, why do they need that? They just fight. And it's just like, I don't feel like gathering up all this information just as much as you don't feel like, you know, getting it yourself to send it in. But it's
so easy now, though, to get the information that you need. I mean, if you need 2 months of the last bank statement, you can go online and print them.
And then people will, and you'll clearly put in there, you know, last 2 months bank statements, all pages, even if blank.
Yeah.
Every time they leave out like a page with, there was really nothing on that, so I didn't think you need it. No, I know. That's why I wrote, though, because it's just an underwriter has to look at it as what was on that page you didn't want us to see. They don't know it's blank until they see that it's blank.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is. So it's a lot of like common sense stuff when you think about it, you know, tax returns. Well, you got to see that you filed your taxes. I've had people, this happened to me twice this year so far, where a person is, you know, telling me their job history, so I ask for the W-2s to, you know, for each job, and there'll be one missing. And I'm saying, you're missing a W-2. You know what? I don't have it. And I'm looking on their tax returns that they send in.
Mm-hmm.
They skipped it. They filed incorrect tax returns. Two people.
Oh, really?
Yep. So actually, that's one of the good things about pre-approval, because they weren't under the gun to buy.
Yeah.
They weren't needing, they were doing the pre-qual early.
Yeah.
So now they had to go file revised tax returns. And so we could get, because we have to get what's called tax transcripts. We order them. So that takes a couple weeks after they even file.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing. I couldn't believe they didn't know they didn't file their taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That happened to me one time, too, that somebody actually, that was actually last year, and somebody didn't file. They thought that they had, but they didn't. Now, I do an extension generally every year, so I just actually just sent mine in last week. So, you know, for us, I mean, that, I guess that sort of.
Extensions are fine, though.
Yeah.
Because you have the form that you had the form that you filed an extension. You've already paid.
Yeah.
In April 15th. So that's not a problem. It's just the people that didn't file. I've had people, the accountant gets the taxes all, you know, prepared for them, sends them to the person, says, all you got to do is sign this form and send it back with this check for us, and we'll
people
send
forget.
Them in there. They don't do it. They
oh
just,
my gosh.
I thought it was all taken care of.
Yeah.
But they tell you that even when you get your taxes done, I'm going to be sending this. This is what you.
I think that that's where we come. I mean, it's almost like it's funny. It's weird.
Everything's so automated that they.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They just assume.
Yeah.
So it's all set. Well, how? I don't know, but it's all set. Yeah. I want to just digress for one sec because in that same family, you got another client that was pre-qualified, and I ended up getting the listing and finding them a property, but. They were pre-qualified with a larger bank with a hometown bank. And they said, yeah, but they gave me this interest rate. Can you talk about that for a second? Because can you not lock in the interest rate until purchase and sale? Or at what point can you lock in the interest rate for someone? I don't ever try to talk to them about it. I just send them to you.
Right.
But when I did send them to you, because I said, hey, gee, Dan, they have a 4% interest rate. And you said, how can they have a locked-in interest rate? You haven't even found them a property yet.
Right. So I think some of the smaller banks do things like that because they build that into the rate. In other words, most of the time, if you ever talk to someone that's dealing with a smaller bank, their rates aren't going to be as good as ours.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They can almost never compete with us.
Hmm.
Smaller bank, because most of the, if they're portfolioing their loan, which is they're actually lending their own money.
Okay.
They have to make more return on that.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's their
yes.
own money. So, and they're not going, it's like they're quoting their own rate. So they could do that. Now, if the small bank is using, some still go to, you know, Fannie Mae. I don't know why you would lock a rate before someone even has a house, because the longer term of a rate lock, the worse your rate is. So in other words, I don't typically lock a rate until we have a purchase and sales, because then you know the person's moving forward.
Right.
Because then you actually have problems with what's called pull through in our industry. This is, people don't really care about this, but
yeah, never heard
on,
it.
On our end, our rates are affected. So if I went and just locked everyone that I talked to and the rate and the there's no loan, well, what happens is it affects our branch's rate. So I can't give someone else a better rate. Mm-hmm. That's what ends up happening. Because Fairway goes and locks this rate and says, we're going to provide this to you, to Fannie Mae, and now we don't have those loans. So it affects pricing for us. So that's why we don't do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. If someone...
you can give a guesstimate of time.
And if someone already has a... They've done their home inspection and the purchase and sales is... You know, everything's agreed upon and the purchase and sales is about to be signed and we have a short timeline... Then that's fine, because there's a good probability it's going forward.
Yeah.
But it's just that people, if someone ever tells me they're locked before they even kind of have a property, that's just
And I don't
crazy.
Know if a lot of people even know the difference between, you know, I got a pre-qualification and they told me that the rate would be this.
Right.
If that, they don't know that that's necessarily not locked in. Because,
right.
I mean, you could get to the point where it's like, all right, it's time to lock in. It could be higher. It could be lower.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
That's what people kind of hear what they want to hear sometimes in that aspect too, because they say, oh, he quoted me this rate. And I'll say, yes, he probably quoted you that. That would be today's rate under these, you know, kind of terms. But we can't lock you. You know, you're not locked at something like that, because I actually won't lock someone until I have a conversation with them because I want to make sure that they're on board. Hey, this is the rate.
Yep.
Or sometimes you'll have a conversation, you know, if the rate gets to this, do you want me to just go ahead and lock it? And you'll just get kind of an email confirmation like, yeah, please do that. If it is at that, lock it and we'll be good there.
And you've had clients of mine where you're waiting on that day and you're saying, I need your approval to lock the rate, to lock the rate, because it could change. After the close of business, you only have until the close of business, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a window after hours because it's, you know, across the country. But after that, because then they put in what's called overnight protection, so the rate will be probably higher. They have to build it in because now they don't know what the market's going to open up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different, so it can change drastically. So they build in some protection for the company.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize the kind of severity of, you know, listen, I'll call them and I'll say the market's off really bad because we kind of watch it. No one can predict exactly what's going to happen. But if it's really tanking, I've been trying to get in touch with people like, please, I want to lock your rate. That's why a lot of times I will have that email like, hey, if it gets to this or if the market really tanks, do you want me to lock you out, just so I know, so I don't have to scramble to get in touch with them, and I can kind of just go in and lock a rate for them and protect them. Because that's the way to, you know, you want to try and, everyone wants to get someone the best rate.
Oh, yeah,
why wouldn't
of course.
It just, it benefits, it, you know what I mean, the happier,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's why there's never any, some people I think feel if you give them a higher rate, it helps you.
Yeah.
It hurts you. You know what I mean? I would never want that.
No, absolutely. So for Cindy and I, so the when you're buying a home, the first thing that we always say is go get your pre-qualification. So then after people do that, then the next step is we have the opportunity to show them houses, which is fun. So people like to go online, but everybody's favorite thing right now is home scouting.
Yep, the home scouting,
which is an app, which we are collaborating with Fairway Mortgage and Dan Mann in particular with this home scouting app. So why don't you tell, I mean, Cindy, you're using it a lot. So do you want to discuss how the home scouting app works?
It's really simple. They just go into their, and you, I never know, Google Play.
The Google Play Store.
I just go into app.
Yeah, the app store. It's generic.
Go into your app store.
Yeah, I go into the app store, and then you do home scouting, and it comes up. It's a free app for any of our clients.
Just use your VIP codes, and that's why it's free. Yep. If you use your codes, one of your two VIP codes, it's free.
I actually gave the woman who called you that's putting a house on in Bridgewater, I told her to go there, and I gave her my code and everything. I was good, right?
Yep.
You guys have been saying, Shannon, you got to start using
because
it more.
Because they love it.
It's almost addictive because you're always on there because you get to see what's selling around you. It's amazing.
It's great. So I downloaded the app myself so I could see what my clients are seeing and just how simple it was. So recently I had a new client that I've sent to you, and she, in 2 days, logged into the app 287 times.
Yep.
I don't know how you can do it 287 times in 2 days, log into the app, but she's in it daily. And, you know, they're, again, we're locked to one town that we're looking for. So it's, we're just trying to find something as soon as it comes on. But the great thing about, one of the millions of great things about this app is they can put houses that they like in a folder, you know.
In your notebook.
In your notebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They can, you know, request a showing through me, and they can give different times. Like, they don't have to just do one time. Like, they have a second choice.
They're not solicited. That's one thing I
there's
like
no
about
solicitation.
Because there's the Zillow apps of the world. Like, everyone knows the big companies that they have their online apps. But your information is sold with that. They sell you, and then you'll start getting solicited, and everyone, you know, hates that. Once you don't, this is just within us. There's no one that's trying to sell you anything. It's just a way to help you facilitate looking for a home.
Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, a lot of the places that they're looking online aren't completely updated with properties that have been, have contingent offers or are under agreement. So they're asking me for showings, and, you know, that property isn't available.
Yeah. You'll say, where did you see that? And they'll, oh, I was online. And then you check in MLS, and it's already contingent,
and
or it's under agreement. And now, with this app, it shows that it's live, it's up to date of MLS.
They can change their price range, because sometimes people get a little nervous. Like, you might qualify them, say, for $550,000. They don't really want to be over $450,000.
Right.
But then they see what's there, and I say, well, just go up like $25,000 or $50,000 and see the difference of what's out there and what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So they can change that anytime. They can add or change towns, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, square feet.
Driving directions to the property you want to look at. It's you don't have to go anywhere else. And then one of the great things is you'll get on an email campaign just from us. It's not to solicit anything. It's to explain how the app benefits you. You'll get emails. I'm sure if you signed up as a client, you got the emails to see what people are getting. And all it is, it's just tips on how to use the app better. So, I mean, there's no reason to ever kind of go anywhere else with that because it's just so user-friendly.
It is a great app. So if you download that app, if you want to, you know, go under my VIP code, it's all lowercase. It's C Ford. And for Sharon, it's Sharon M. Right, Sharon? All lowercase. And the first time that we mentioned this on the radio, it was great because I immediately had six people that I never knew that signed up for it. And now we're, you know.
Yeah, you won the contest.
Oh, I did, right.
Because
you had a few, though. But, well, you know, the only reason I won, let's be fair, is because you didn't have your VIP code set up.
Yeah,
you were
a
little bit behind the eight ball. So that was until the end of the show that you got we got you all set up.
True that.
So that's why I'm, you know, Sharon.
Wow, I didn't know you were so street, Sharon.
True that. No, it's because I have Bitmojis. That's where I get all my street sense from, is Bitmojis.
That's funny.
She's on fleek.
What?
That's one of the Bitmojis. You're on fleek. I'm on fleek.
so funny.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know. I swear.
I think it means you're yeah, I'm what's doing going
good.
On.
I got what's going on. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But yeah, that's another great way, though. In the process, now you're pre-approved, mm-hmm. and you can just start looking for houses mm-hmm. right away just by downloading an app.
Yep.
And then, you guys will be alerted.
And it's real time. That's huge, yep. huge, huge. Yeah. Real time.
And so you're looking at properties that are actually available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind
of
helps.
Well, that does help. I know it's somebody said something to me recently. I was trying to think of it earlier. Was something about Zillow, and they're like, how can Zillow tell me the value of my house when they have the house across the street as such and such, but like the house, there is no house there or something. I don't even know, but Zillow wasn't there. That's
why. I love
why.
When people call me, oh, Zillow said it was worth this. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they also have a Zestimate, and they'll tell you that they think they're right about 40% of the time. So I like to be right a little bit more than that. So I was just playing with my app over there. But all right, so now we have a pre-qualification. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Again, Fairway is our main sponsor of our radio show here, located conveniently in Marshfield. But certainly we have, several offices now. You can meet people at the Bridgewater office. You can meet people in our Boston office in Dorchester. So if they want to meet with you and have a pre-approval, but certainly that can be done over the phone.
Yep.
Correct.
That's, everyone's busy nowadays. So that's kind of the main way to mm-hmm. do it, because at that point, to be honest, at the pre-approval process, it's just information.
Yeah.
So that's easy to do over the phone. It's not like, mm-hmm. I need anything at that point. So a lot of times people might drop their docs off, maybe say hello. But again, you try and make it as easy as possible if they want to just email them over or fax them over, mm-hmm. Because again, everyone's working. We know how it is today. Yep. So I try to make it as easy as possible. And we do have a link to an online app that mm-hmm. I'll send someone if they just want to do that, because then you can get some of the app done at night, sitting in your pajamas, what I mean? And then we'll set up a time, because I still want to talk to someone to finish off the application. I just think it's important to get to know people. And then a lot of times people have questions, and they at first I never hear so much, oh, is this a stupid question?
No,
is this a stupid
question?
And I'm mm-hmm. like, no, it's not. It's you don't do this every day. How would you kind of feel stupid
and
about that?
People just don't know. And again, we say, if you did this 25 years ago, guess what? This is your first time again, because things are different.
Yep.
Now once you're looking at houses and you're going through the home scouting app and you're using that and you're finding the different homes and we're taking you in as buyer's agents, looking at these different properties, you find and secure a house, we put in the offer, and part of the offer is that pre-qualification letter that Dan mm-hmm. gave you, and we attach that as part of the offer as well as other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, the offer obviously has all the contingencies on there. We have the integrated disclosure for the mortgage, which has to do with TRID, a lot of other words in here I'm not going to really get into TRID. Today. But then within 10 days, within 10 days is when you're going to sign the PNS. But in that 10-day time frame is when you're going to do your home inspection.
Right.
So we always refer you to the best of the best there with Stephen Cook from Imperial. And after that 10 days, when we sign the purchase and sales agreement, that's an important date for you too. So when we give you the signed purchase and sales, what happens next for you?
That's when you kind of go live into processing at that mm-hmm. point. But to me, the biggest date, and a lot of people don't realize this, is the commitment date is more important to me than actual closing date.
Mm-hmm.
They're both important, but the commitment date is actually when you kind of risk your down payment
as a
buyer. So I always kind of circle that a lot on mm-hmm. The calendar, because if you somehow don't have, so now a loan commitment, if people don't understand and know what that is basically your loan has already been through underwriting, an underwriter's looked at it, and you've probably had conditional approval. And conditional approval means, yes, as long as you can provide us X, Y, and Z, this is going to close.
Mm-hmm.
And now you may ask for an extension to a commitment date if it's a tricky, mm-hmm. something that may be a little bit tricky. But normally if it's, I need a copy of an ID, something that's easily, mm-hmm. you can easily get, then you're going to issue a commitment letter with that on there as one of the commitments, and now you're pretty much protected, because the commitment protects the buyer to me,
What is the time frame between when you can get the commitment letter, after the purchase and sales agreement is signed? What is a safe, if all things go well, what is a safe assessment of time to get the commitment letter?
Yeah, to me, in this environment, the appraisals are taking a little bit long, but it's probably, I like to have at least 21 days, but you don't need.
Yeah.
We do rushes or something like that. But normally, mm-hmm. It's a closing is 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a commitment of 21 days, you know, three weeks. And then, you know, you clear it after that. Sometimes you'll need an extension. Sometimes you actually have the approval way ahead, the commitment letter ahead. I've had them 2 weeks.
And I always do 30 days until the 30 from PNS.
If I have time, I do. Yeah. Sometimes I just don't have, because it brings it almost up, because I'm doing some, like, 35 or 40 day closing. Yeah. So,
well, I think you have to be careful as well too, because I mean, depending on what type of loan it is, like we should do one actually on VA, right? But that the appraisal process for that tends to be slower. A little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that whole process,
right.
And you know, we just had something held up where we're the listing agent and the buyer purchasing. We were waiting for their eligibility certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not we being me, but that was holding it up a little bit. So, I mean, you can only go as fast as the government can go.
You want to hear something crazy? So I'm licensed in Maine, and I'm doing a purchase up there. Their appraisals are taking 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't believe it I'm just, you know, recently
doing
this.
Well, if you're an appraiser, I know where you should be moving.
That's exactly what I said. I said I would go up there and work for 6 months and then just, you know, come home and, you know, sit around for the rest of the year if you wanted to.
Let's
because it's crazy.
I mean, seriously, what's the process?
There's actually a nationwide appraiser shortage out there because they're making it very hard to become an appraiser.
Yep. Rightfully so. I mean, they have a big job ahead of them.
It's almost ludicrous, though.
Yeah.
There's no incentive because you have to be basically an apprentice for a certain amount of years.
Yeah.
And during that
enormous amount of hours.
During that process, the actual appraiser who's, you know, you're his apprentice, his name is on the line. So there's actually no benefit. It's just extra work for him to do this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a catch-22. Why would you want to, you know, mentor someone basically?
I would do it. Hey, I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, because you have time.
I have time. I'm going to do that. All right.
Open an office in Maine.
Exactly. Maybe that's next, but we'll get the cape done first.
Yes.
So that's soon to come. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with the timeline of purchasing a home, just so you can understand some of the lingo. There's a lot to this. So if you would like a one-on-one consultation about the home buying process or the home selling process, certainly feel free to give myself and Cindy a call, and we'd be happy to sit with you. We'd be actually, you know what? We can take you out to lunch one day. How's that sound? And we can get you pre-approved right there at the table with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage.
We sure can.
So we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of homeownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction. Renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. That went by so fast, those commercials. And I can see my phone is just from the one and only Jim Sweeney is calling me right now. Yeah, so
he's coming in soon.
He's coming. He's wonderful. He's one of the real estate attorneys that we use and trust and love and all that good stuff. He's wonderful at what he does. So we're talking about the timeline in the process, and you need an attorney during that process, by the way. So we have our pre-qualification. We have found the house. We've put in the offer. The offer is accepted. The purchase and sales agreement is signed. Now we are just sitting around waiting.
One of the things, though, on the before the purchase and sales, speaking now that Jimmy Sweeney's just, is to have your purchase and sales negotiated for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a big deal because you want to make sure all the things that you've negotiated are in that purchase and sales.
Yep.
So a lot of times people will come to me and say, oh, my cousin, you know, Billy's a... an attorney.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
do the, you know, it's not the same thing. In this industry, the way it is right now, you need an attorney that just specializes in just real estate.
That's Can't say it enough.
Can't
That's
say it,
it
enough.
And people think that we're getting something out of using
God,
a specific.
No,
there's no. There's
you know
no,
what, though? That's sort of a lie.
Peace of mind.
We get,
this is what we're getting right there.
Great,
peace of mind.
And great service.
And great service right. and somebody who understands it and somebody who is there to help and protect you, not to make this more difficult for you.
Right.
Because there's nothing worse. I'm going to say it out loud. You know, having like sometimes we're dealing with people who are going through a divorce, okay?
Yeah.
So if we're the listing agent on a divorce property and it's, you know, you have two divorce attorneys, I always say, can you come together and hire one neutral that neither one of you know, let me be the person who picks it for you, one real estate attorney so they can negotiate for you. Because other attorneys don't have like standard forms already done. They don't do it that often.
Oh, they just don't know what to put in there. They don't know the clauses that have to be in there. They don't know how the language has to be in there, where certain things go in the purchase and sales. It's crazy. And then the closing alone, how the forms have to be signed, what forms are you know, more important than the other. It's just they always try to do it. Oh, I'm getting a deal. And inevitably they pay more because that person won't, they'll charge them for other things that aren't necessarily needed to be charged. Like, for instance, Jimmy Sweeney, he will negotiate your purchase and sales for you at no cost. So most attorneys will charge $500 for that.
Yeah.
You know, he draws up your homestead at no cost. The only thing you pay is the actual, I think it's $39. It's a weird number.
And that's when you're a buyer. Buyer. When you're, when they're getting the loan with you and things like that.
Yep.
So I don't want to say that Jim does all of his work for free.
No. But then
that's something that he does for Fairway and Boston Connect.
So it's people think you're getting something out of that. And the only thing we're getting, like you said, is peace of mind, knowing that you're going to get a great experience at the end of the day and
you'll
be happy.
Yeah, we're giving value to our clients by introducing our clients to people like you and people like Jim.
Because I take referrals seriously. It reflects upon you. If you give a bad referral, that reflects upon you.
100%. And, you know, there are a lot of things in our industry where, you know, people will, you know, say, hey, you know, hey, Sharon, can I drop off some tickets to, you know, the Celtics or the Red Sox or this or that? And I'm like, you know what? There's really no need for that. You know, I just don't. And sometimes people just drop things off at the office for me. And what I'll do is I'll just, whoever's in the office, I end up ultimately giving, you know, things to them. But
so you didn't like that sweater I brought over?
Yeah, no, I didn't like that sweater at all. I always say to people, what I want you to do for me is to take care of my clients because I want to make sure they're getting the best service. So, yes, that was very important and timely for Jim to be calling me, by the way. Here on a Saturday, he's calling me. So look at that. He's really taking care of business, isn't he? So now we signed the home and we went through everything, negotiated all of that. We've signed the purchase and sales agreement. The purchase and sales agreement has gone to you. That's when you then hire or you put in the, what am I trying to say?
We go into processing where the loan goes into
for
processing.
The appraisal.
The appraisal order, yep.
Yeah, you
so
put in the order for the appraisal.
Yeah, so everything gets kind of ordered at that point. Your appraisal, your title work on the property you're buying. So that everything goes into action. We're pretty easy on, we have e-sign.
Yeah.
So most people love that. You get the e-sign. Most e-docs, there's a few that the state won't let us. You know, they still have to be wet signed, but it's very few. It's like, you know, 5 to 10 pages. And we actually, what we like to do, I will request all the docs that people need up front. You know, like I said, at pre-qual.
Yep.
Well, what we try to do to try and streamline the process is we have another set of eyes look at your file before it even gets to underwriting. And the minute I submit it, our processor will look through your file and see, maybe, you know, I'm not perfect. I could miss something. Hey, Dan, did you see that
you're
they needed this?
You're perfect in our eyes.
Mm. Yeah.
At least one of each
yeah.
eye.
One of each
you
eye.
Put them two together. But, so
we make Brian giggle. I saw him in there. Like, he laughs out loud. Like, can you just keep your microphone on the whole entire time so we can hear you in there giggling too?
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, join us, right? Just join us.
Oh, sure.
I can see you in there laughing. I can see your head. So join the party.
So what's good about that, though, it's now she can request, you know, she has what's called a notice of incompleteness sent to each borrower so that they can see what isn't in the file that, you know, we think an underwriter is going to need. So now our goal is to have, once that appraisal comes in, because you'll e-sign your docs while the appraiser is going out, doing all that, and the title work's being done, everything's going to be in the file. So we're hopeful that once this file hits the underwriter, you come out with a clear to close. So that actually that commitment date we were talking about is basically a clean commitment. There's nothing on there that we can't, you know what I mean? That's not going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. That's going to hold up closing.
And one of the pieces of that clear to close is in a clear commitment letter is the appraisal, right? So making sure that the appraisal done. So that's why I always say to people that they should get your inspections done sooner than later, even though you have until 10 days to have, you know, get the P&S signed. You certainly want to do it sooner than later. So if something comes up with the roof, we have a roofer come in, anything with the plumbing, have a plumber come in, right?
Yep.
And then the sooner we can get the purchase and sales agreement signed, the sooner you can start the processes that you need, right?
Yep, and then the closing can be done quicker. You know, so a lot of times that's why I think you were saying, you know, a 30 days, a little bit of a quick turn time. It kind of is in the industry, but, you know, we kind of, by doing all the upfront work, It's not really a big deal at all for us to close. Into, you know, I just got someone, we're looking at a 2-week closing, I think. As long as, with you.
I caught you. You're over there texting. I caught you.
No, I didn't text. I sent you the Bitmoji, both of you.
Oh,
that
boy.
Says,
here.
I'm on fleek.
Oh, boy. There we go.
There she goes again.
Yep.
So,
because it's real.
But that's why, I mean, we're hopeful that we could try and close a loan in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We have one. It's one of yours, actually. That's, you know,
really?
It's going to, it's going to try and get it done in 2 weeks. The only issue will probably be.
Is the house ready?
It's exactly.
Really?
That's 100% what it is.
Yep. If the house will be ready because it's new construction.
Yep.
But I mean, but that's the thing. I love the organization and I love that that's all being done. You know, I mean, it really is a big part of it. And that's why. And again, I keep on going back, and it's not really for self-promotion, even though all of the agents at Boston Connect Real Estate do a great job. I just think that having it organized, having a team, having the best people on your team, we are literally your home team, right?
Right.
It's like we're giving you the best advice that we can. And the clients who listen to us, really everything goes smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the best testimonial from a client. It's on Zillow right now. And when he first came to us, he was going through an estate process. I was helping him. He had been doing this for like a year, and I was helping him freely do, you know, some stuff, myself and Susan Bollinger. And we were going through all these processes, and he had an estate attorney from Boston review our listing agreement. And she's like, well, I'm going to tell him not to sign this. And I said, that's fine by me, because you're not going to cross off things that you don't even know what you're talking about. She didn't know what dual agency was.
Right.
She didn't understand designated agency.
Right.
You know, she wanted to, you know, reduce commissions and things like that. I'm like, I'm all set, honey. Like, you have no idea. Like, but I sort of fought that battle, and I almost lost the listing because of that. And I was okay with it. It was just that I had to sort of stand my ground. But afterwards, he gave me the best testimonial, because from that point forward, he listened to everybody I referred him to.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out perfect.
Yep. That's right. Same thing. I do that with Jimmy Sweeney. A lot of times people want to use their own attorney. I just, you know what? It's not going to be a good process. Like the person they tell me they want to use, I'm like, this isn't going to be a good process for you. I don't, you know, if you're better off using Jimmy, or I almost don't want to work with him, just because I know it's going to,
because we see things happen. And if you want this done quickly, then you really should be using the people that we're suggesting, because it will be done smoother.
It saves time, too, because everyone knows what everyone else is responsible
for. We all dance well.
Yeah, just everyone knows what they're supposed to do.
Yep, that's my job. That's your job. So you just heard the doorbell. That gives Cindy and I a moment just to talk about all the open houses that are happening this weekend. So if you're thinking about buying a new home and you want to go to some open houses, you can go to bostonconnect.com and you'll find all of the open houses, not only for Boston Connect Real Estate, but for all of the surrounding areas. If you can't get in this weekend because you'd rather be watching the Patriots game and you'd like an appointment at, you know, during the week, you can call us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How would people get in touch with you if they want to see a house?
781-367-4000. 4419.
Okay. One did you start to lose your steam a little bit
Seven,
back there?
I think I did. I think I may have.
It's a little warm in here. Yeah, it's
thank
hot.
You.
It's hot. Give the phone number one more time.
781-367-4419. Sharon, how can we get in touch with you?
Oh, yes. Well, how is that? I don't even know. 781-294-4848 is my cell phone. 781-294-4848. Or you can get us through bostonconnect.com, and you can find us underneath Meet Our Team, and you can read all of our bios. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Pinterest. You can follow us on Facebook. So it's just facebook.com/BostonConnect. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. So,
and all your information is on, if they download the Home Scouting app,
yes,
with either your VIP codes, all your information is going to be right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely.
Right.
So Cindy's code again for the Home Scouting app is?
C Ford, all lowercase.
And mine is Sharon M, all lowercase as well. Dan, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get through this process? First of all, you get the clear to close. That's the good news. Then the next thing you do is a final walkthrough. We walk through the house, yep, make sure it's in perfect condition. And from there, it's we're moving in.
Yep.
Yay.
Exactly. We're doing the closing with
the closing
attorney.
We did the whole timeline.
Attorney. Yep. Everything's great.
Yeah. And I have a great sheet here, too. So if anybody wants to see this sheet, I can actually put it on our website as well. And it's purchasing a home, and it's a general timeline. So you can do that. But how can people get in touch with you, Dan?
They can just call the office. It's 781-536-4172 and just ask for me.
All right. Perfect. Why don't you give that number one more time?
781-536-4172.
Perfect. And what about the website over there?
There's the Fairway Marshfield is our actual website, and I actually have my own. It's Dan Mann Home Loans.
All right, perfect. So you can go to Dan Mann Home Loans and get information on Dan. You can go to bostonconnect.com and find out information, yep, about me and Sin. Sin, any parting words?
No, just everyone have a fabulous weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thanks, Rye.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.